You're listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. If you've been listening to the news, you would think the most important story today was the fact that someone involved in the campaign of Donald Trump was actually turned himself in Florida because of apparently given the charge that he commit battery. Battery is when you, in this case, the charge is he grabbed some woman's arm. Now, what are they talking about and what aren't they talking about? This was a topic of talk radio for, about a week, 10 days ago. Donald Trump was leaving a campaign event. Donald Trump didn't see it, by the way, and there's a video on this. And a number of people have looked at the video, and it's not clear what happened. But all the news is about Donald Trump and this his campaign person that is now charged. Do you think this is important? I don't think it's important at all. I think it's going to be thrown out of court. But let the gentleman have his day in court. The media today is going after Donald Trump, left, right, and center. Donald Trump is a master of manipulation in terms of the media. And this, frankly, is another of many, many distractions. What isn't a distraction and what should be covered and what isn't being covered, that's important here. We have a presidential candidate that if she were not a presidential candidate, by now would have been indicted. I'm talking about Hillary Clinton and her handling of confidential, secret, top secret, and special access program documents. I should say the mishandling. Multiple violations of several federal statutes. If she were anyone else in the government, by now she should have been arrested. She'll put up bail, being a former first lady, probably confined to her home. And then she needs to have her day in court. But that's not what's being covered. And it should be covered in glorious detail. The big exception is Fox News. Probably the one site or one television cable, news cable, and you can see it on YouTube, that have actually been covering this and doing a very good job of it. They're not the only ones, because it's come out that there are 147 FBI agents involved in this investigation of her email. She's guilty. Whether or not she'll ever go to court is another matter, of multiple violations. She said it was a mistake. I did it because of convenience, namely set up an email server. She's violated several laws. You're not supposed to send classified information over the internet. Not hard to understand. When you're handling classified information, it has to have a cover sheet on it, and you don't send it as part of an email. Now, what apparently has happened? Hillary Clinton and close members of her staff stripped off the classifications on those documents, put it in an email, and we're sending it to and from Hillary Clinton. That is a felony, one-time felony. We're talking over 2,000 times. Now, she likes to say, Mrs. Clinton likes to say, I never sent classified documents nor received it. I've heard that once. I've heard it twice. The problem she has with that is why the United States government has a classification scheme The documents, if they're classified, will indicate, is it confidential? Is it secret? Is it top secret? Is it a special access programs? And there are other information. If you deliberately and intentionally strip off that information, that in and of itself is a crime. If you receive classified information, which she did, and she had a briefing telling her, the key thing is not whether it was marked or not. That, frankly, is not the test. The test is you should have known it was classified by the very content of the document, in this case, an email. Ladies and gentlemen, she has been lying to the American people over and over again, just like she lied on about Benghazi. She's lied about this. That's why the American people don't trust her. That is why many Democrats simply are not going to the polls in the primaries. And that is why Bernie Sanders' campaign is surging. The only reason Hillary Clinton is in the lead is primarily because of superdelegates. If she didn't have those superdelegates, and those are party officials, it would be a very close race. Now, if you listen to past shows, you know how I think this is going to turn out. At some point in time, and I have no idea when, but I think from today to probably the last day, or the day before the last day, President Obama is in office. President Obama is going to pardon Hillary Clinton. He does not want Hillary Clinton to reveal information about his handling, for example, of Benghazi. And the understanding is very simple. If Hillary Clinton is elected president, she'll pardon Barack Obama. So it's a mutual thing, a mutual protection association, if you will, a partnership of two. I'll cover your back, you have to cover mine, and you need to get elected. So we have a highly motivated presidential candidate. Unfortunately, she's literally terrible on the campaign. And she's not attracting thousands upon thousands to her campaign events. Bernie Sanders is, but she's not. And the big part of the problem is likability and trust. They don't trust her, and they frankly don't like her. And the only reason she's the front runner is because the Clintons, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, over the years have established a large network of supporters in many states. And they're calling upon those supporters in any way they can. She's in political trouble. She's in legal trouble. Should Bernie Sanders' campaign take off, it's surging, but I'm talking about take off. And he had three big wins, Alaska, Hawaii, and Washington. And now the question and the worry is, if you get into states where you don't have a black population or a large percentage of the population is not black, Bernie Sanders wins. Only in those states where you have a large percentage or proportion of the population is black does Hillary Clinton win. Now, I'm really simplifying here, but that was the thrust of the so-called Southern strategy. But if you look at her delegate count, not quite 500 of those delegates are superdelegates. So it looks quite impressive that she has a lead, and I think she's going to get the nomination. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I think she's going to be nominated. That's not the question I'm bringing up again. And I brought this up several times, and I'll probably do it several times more. And the reason I'm bringing it up, there was a story in the Los Angeles Times making the point that the investigation is entering a new phase. Now, what's the new phase? After you've gathered a lot of the evidence, really towards the final part of the investigation. And remember, they granted immunity, and it's not easy to get, to the gentleman that set up the server that received and sent the emails. And you understand what's going on. You talk to the principals. In other words, the people that actually were receiving and sending the emails. And that's Hillary Clinton and her immediate State Department staff, the ones that were doing the illegal activity. Now, what you need to understand, they have legal problems too. If they lie to the FBI, they open themselves up for perjury. If they tell the truth, which their lawyers probably tell them don't do, but if they tell the truth, they and their associates and Hillary Clinton are headed for jail. So what they probably most likely will do is refuse to answer the questions. On advice of counsel, I invoke my Fifth Amendment rights and decline to answer the question. We're approaching that stage. Now, I'm not sure how they're going to answer it. I'm not trying to prejudge this. It's only common sense that highly classified documents. See, let's take the special access programs. That involves information on, for example, this is just an example, of agents the Central Intelligence Agency has in various countries and information they're providing us. It is special access program because if the foreign government that this person is spying on finds out about them, that person will probably be tortured and executed. And that has happened. That's why it's special access programs. There are now over 2,000, I believe it's over 2,100 documents, emails, that are either confidential, secret, top secret, or special access programs. Some are even satellite photographs. This is information you simply never, never, never send over the internet. It's not done. Just doing it is a violation of the law. It's a felony. Cutting and pasting, namely cutting out the or cutting off the classification and just putting the information in the email, that is also a violation. There are many multiple counts for many individuals that were involved in this. And I don't think all of these people are going to want to go to jail for Hillary Clinton or face charges that will drain, if not bankrupt, their savings. Because they're going to have to hire legal counsel. Many of these people are lawyers in and of themselves, but they're going to have to hire legal counsel to protect themselves. And then they have to really ask the question, do I want to go to jail for Hillary Clinton? I don't think they're going to answer that yes. Some will, some won't. And the ones that won't will ask for immunity. And this is the way the FBI proceeds, for example, in drug cases or mafia cases. You start at the bottom and you work your way up until you have the evidence of criminal behavior or criminal conduct by the head of the organization, in this case, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Mrs. Clinton is in serious legal trouble. No matter how she wants to dismiss it, there's no way to dismiss it. The FBI knows this. The attorneys that work at the Department of Justice know this. The Attorney General knows this. And so does President Obama. The last thing this administration wants is a criminal referral from the FBI. Because at that point, the Department of Justice, the ball is in their court. They have to make the decision based on the evidence that the FBI has gathered together with the recommendations as to what U.S. statutes, what laws have been broken. First, whether to take it to a grand jury to seek an indictment, and to do that, if a federal grand jury is not already impaneled, seek to have one impaneled. And the problem will be simple if they go forward on that and present the evidence to the grand jury will indict her. President Obama doesn't want that. Neither does Attorney General want to do that. Loretta Lynch. So what are they doing? They're stonewalling. They're slowing this down as much as possible. The FBI does not want this to happen right before the election. So there's a certain time pressure on them to get this case wrapped up so the criminal referral can go to the Department of Justice really no later than the end of April. And then the Department of Justice needs to spend some time, and let me back up for a minute, on many more routine cases, the attorneys at the Department of Justice work hand in hand with the FBI. It's not like suddenly it appears one day with all the documents. Apparently, that has not been going on. I have no insight, but those are the reports I'm hearing. And that's a way to stall, because then what happens after they get these boxes of evidence, whoever is assigned the case has to review all the information, evidence, testimony, both physical evidence and testimony, that the FBI has gathered so they can make a determination and a recommendation whether or not to go forward. The problem, from based on leaks to the press, is the evidence is overwhelming. If anything was an open and shut case, this is it. So that puts a lot of pressure on Attorney General Lynch. She knows that they don't want Hillary indicted. You better believe she's going to be talking to President Obama. So ideally, they want to make this, the FBI should make the referral April, May at the very, very latest. Before the convention. That's the point I'm trying to make. And then the Department of Justice is going to take some time I would say weeks, more than days, definitely weeks. And given the amount of information and the seriousness of the charges, and these are serious charges, folks. Obstruction of justice, mishandling of classified information, destroying government documents, perjury, lying in testimony. Any one of these is a felony. When you add the volume, even if one or two are questionable, not over 2,000. And her lying is not working. She might be able to fool those that don't follow this, don't know the law, but she's not fooling the FBI. She's not going to be able to fool any competent professional attorney in the Department of Justice. And yes, many of them are Democrats. And that's why I've been repeatedly saying, if it were anybody else, she would already have been indicted. She probably would be in court today, not running for president. And I keep asking, is this the best the Democratic Party can run for president? She shouldn't be running. But Hillary Clinton knows she has a choice. Either she's going to spend her next 4 years in the White House, if she gets the nomination, if she wins, or she might very well spend the next 4 years in a prison, and barring that, given the fact that she's a first lady, if found guilty, spend the remaining years of her life at home wearing a monitor so she can't go out of the house. Now, is that going to happen? Sadly, I don't think so. I really do not think so. At some point, President Obama will pardon her, and once he does that, and once she accepts that pardon, the investigation stops, and the attorneys do not proceed to the grand jury to submit the evidence. That stops it cold. Now, ideally, they would like to do this pardon after the election, hoping that first she gets the nomination, which I think she will, and is elected. At least I think that's the plan. But the FBI understands what's going on, so the attorneys in the Justice Department, and the fact that the person that's under investigation could be the President of the United States. Ideally, you want all of this handled prior to the convention, in other words, prior to her getting nominated, and certainly prior to Election Day, the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. So it's in this administration's best interest to try to stonewall and slow walk this entire process. It's also in the interest of media that is trying to get Hillary Clinton elected, your major networks and newspapers, to not really go after this story. There's plenty of news they can cover. Did Senator Ted Cruz have affairs with five women? Now, that was out of the National Enquirer. There were no names given as to who. That is really a dirty trick. And I don't know if that charge is true or not. I have no insights. But the fact that they wouldn't name names, see, if they name names and they're wrong, they're opening themselves up to a multi-million dollar lawsuit by the women that are hurt by or injured by that didn't have the affair. Now, if he had an affair, that's a different story, and it's relevant information. I've said many times, this election is all about trust. Who do you believe? And the American people, both in the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, and independents, don't trust the Washington political elitist establishment. That's why Trump is surging. That's why Trump is in the lead in the Republican contest. Whether or not he'll get 1,237 delegates is still a question. I think he'll come very close. I would say in the neighborhood of 1,150. And I get a chuckle is what the Republican establishment is trying to do. And I don't think they're going to succeed. And if they do succeed, they'll be really committing suicide, political suicide. There's Rule 40 that allows, and this has been done in the past, either the day before the convention, I'm talking the Republican Party convention, or the day of the convention, they can make changes to the rules. Remember, this is a political party. Now, the rule, going back to Abraham Lincoln, is you need to get 50% of the delegates plus one. That has not changed, and that rule will not change. So when they talk rule, that's the rule, and that's the number, the so-called magic number that I call. And Donald Trump will get very close to it or more. I'm not ruling that out. But the reason I went over this yesterday and have in past shows, is this is not sitting well with the voter base of the Republican Party. They don't like this at all. I think we have some professional politicians that think they're going to get away with something, and they're not going to get away with it because they've overlooked something. It's staring them in the face. It's obvious what it is. Should the powers that be in the Republican Party try to do this, and let's say they're successful. I don't know how they're going to insist that you have to get 1,237. No one is arguing that. But they're going to try to get another candidate other than Trump or Cruz to be the Republican Party nominee. The voter base won't stand for that, and neither will Ted Cruz nor Donald Trump. Now, what the Republican Party seems to have forgotten is after all the primaries are over and we know exactly how many delegates each has, let's assume for a minute, first, that Ted Cruz does not have enough delegates. And I think that's a fairly good bet because he has to get over 80% of the remaining delegates to do that. And this is going to go back and forth. We have another primary come Tuesday in Wisconsin. The big one is in June in California that has the most delegates. So you're going to see Trump gaining delegates as well as Cruz, and the difference between them or the gap will either widen or narrow. And yes, conceivably, Cruz could close that gap. I seriously doubt he will become a front runner, though. I think he's going to fall 200 to 300, maybe more delegates short. Or in other words, he's going to be behind Donald Trump. Let's assume that's the case and Donald Trump does not have 1,237 delegates. What do you think he's going to do? And what do you think Ted Cruz is going to do once they get wind of what the establishment is trying to pull? Ted Cruz and Donald Trump will pool their delegates. They will cut a deal. Most likely the deal will be, and it's not hard to understand, Donald Trump will be the presidential candidate, and Ted Cruz would be the vice president candidate. And then Ted Cruz instructs his delegates, and this can go one or two ways. On the first ballot, they'll vote for, if you're pledged to Trump, you go to Trump. If you're pledged to Cruz, you go to Cruz. On the second ballot, Ted Cruz would instruct his delegates to vote for Donald Trump because Donald Trump is going to make him, namely Ted Cruz, the vice president pick. Together, they'll have over 2,000 delegates. So I'm really not paying much attention and don't really take serious the attempts by some of the people in the leadership of the Republican Party to try to do this. I think it is a very bad idea. They should be ashamed of themselves, and it's not going to work. Neither Ted Cruz or Donald Trump are stupid. They will protect their delegates, and they will have more than enough delegates combined to defeat any other hand-picked, chosen one of the establishment. The reason it's a bad idea, once this becomes known, and it gets out what the establishment up to, and it's already out. People are shaking their heads saying they can't be that stupid. And the answer is, yes, they can be that stupid. They pulled this with Ron Paul, Romney's crowd did, by insisting that you have had to win at least the majority in 8 states. Ron Paul had 7. So he more or less was frozen out of the convention. And they thought they were real smart. Well, right now, there are only 2 people that have 8 or more, and that's Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. So while a lot of the attention this week is going to be on Ted Cruz and Donald Trump and what the Republican establishment is doing or plans to do prior to the convention and as well as on the first day of the convention, the more important story by far that should be getting the attention of all the networks in glorious detail and explaining the types of, for example, the types of classified documents, what federal statutes have been broken. Now, I gave a show several months ago going over the actual laws that were broken, and there are many, and I've written for the school newspaper here, the College Richland Chronicle, going over the charges as well. and I could spend the entire show just on it. I wasn't going to repeat it, but it's getting curiouser and curiouser that the media doesn't seem to want to focus on this. Well, that doesn't surprise me. 90 to 95% of those in television broadcast news are trying to get Hillary Clinton elected, just like they were successful in getting Barack Obama elected, not once, but twice. They think she's going to be the next president. They believe that. Many of them are true believers and honestly think she will be the next president. So they're making sure the American people does not focus on the many, many crimes of Hillary Clinton regarding just the handling of these documents. Now, there are a lot of other reasons why she shouldn't be president. A lot of reasons. But this, in my mind, for the majority of the American people, if known in detail, automatically disqualifies Hillary Clinton for that position. She can't be trusted. And that is the threshold question that all Americans should ask before they vote for anybody. Can I trust this person? Can I believe what they say? This is what investigative journalists should be at all the networks and all the newspapers should be digging into. They have their sources in the Justice Department, in the FBI, as well as legal experts that can tell them what laws have been broken, as well as what information was compromised. And we're talking the various intelligence agencies, the Central Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency, as well as the various defense intelligence. Each branch of the armed forces has an intelligence capability. So information from various intelligence agencies of the United States government has been compromised. See, there are two other aspects of this case that I haven't mentioned, but I'll do it now. One is the fact that this information most likely was hacked or they broke in a foreign intelligence agency, such as for Russia, China, Iran, Israel, some of our allies, most likely got all of this information that was on her server. That's why you're not supposed to do this. It should be sent and encrypted. First of all, it should be encrypted, then sent over as encrypted and put on the server encrypted. None of that was done. This was just an email that had highly classified information cut and paste either in the body of the email or as an attachment. All of that are crimes because what you're doing is compromising that information, making it available to the enemies of the United States. This borders on treason, by the way. Some would characterize it as treason. There we have a question of intent. But you need to understand intent is really not relevant here. You're simply not supposed to communicate, distribute classified information over the internet. You're not supposed to do it. That's like handing the information to a friend of yours to look over. That's a no-no. Or taking the information home. That's a no-no. I bring it up because you would have expected that by now, this would be a fairly well-covered story every week. What are the latest developments? How close are we getting to an indictment? I think the criminal referral will come down in the next 60 days. They need to question her immediate staff. Some will cooperate, some won't cooperate. And then they will ask questions of Hillary Clinton. She may or may not cooperate, I don't know. And even if she does, she may continue to lie. That is her decision. She thinks she's going to get away with it. Why does she think she's going away with it? She knows she's committed crimes. She believes the fix is in. The fix is Barack Obama is going to pardon her. Now, ideally, Barack Obama doesn't want to do that until the end of his administration in January of next year. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if she were indicted, and I don't think she will be, she's beyond damaged goods. At that point, the Democratic Party would have to find a replacement. And that's not hard. They can do that. They can make up the rules just like the Republican Party can make up the rules. They don't want to do that, but they can and will have to do that. Because no one is going to vote for someone that has not only been investigated by the FBI. The FBI has sent a criminal referral to the Department of Justice, and then the Department of Justice has impaneled and presented the evidence to the grand jury, a federal grand jury, and if that grand jury should indict her, she has no choice. Now, she might refuse to step down. Who knows? I don't know how she's going to react. But at that point, her poll numbers will plummet, no matter when this happens. It doesn't. Ideally, she wants this to happen, all of what I'm laying out, after the election. That's why they're taking their sweet time. They're stonewalling it and slow walk. Those are the two terms. Stonewalling it, and that means delay or blocking by refusing to answer questions or by giving evasive replies, especially in politics. That's what she's been doing for over a year. And she's getting away with it. Why does she do it? Because she can get away with it. And the press is not going after her. It should be a story at least once or twice every week. And if it were, Hillary Clinton wouldn't be winning primaries. Because the conclusion is, of the people, the voters, I can't trust her. She's a criminal. Hillary Clinton is a criminal. And that will be the headline. Hillary Clinton indicted. It's not going to get that far, folks. Now, I don't know the date, but between now and the last day of the Obama administration, Barack Obama will pardon her. Why? To avoid that indictment. They do not want to send this to a grand jury. So to short-circuit that, to stop that, Barack Obama, using the precedent of Jerry Ford, President Jerry Ford, who gave who? Richard Nixon a full and complete pardon. And that's what Barack Obama will do. He'll cite that as a precedent and give her a pardon, and she'll accept it. She'll grab it. They don't want that to happen until after the election day. But that's the only way it's really going to short circuit, or in other words, stop this whole thing. Not delay it, stop it. Because once it's offered and accepted, there's no point in pursuing it. In other words, any and all crimes that she commits in this regard, can't prosecute her. I don't know how sweeping this pardon will be, but I think it'll have wide latitudes. It'll be sweeping in the sense that they're not going to forget and leave something out. They're only going to pardon her once. Have you heard any about any of this in the news? No. There have been a few reporters, Brett Baer at Fox and during the debate, have asked her questions on this. And she very dismissively said, I'm not going to be indicted. I won't answer that question. She's trying to fool you that this is not going to happen. I'm not going to answer it. It's not going to happen. It's not a question of not going to happen. It should happen. And it should happen really in the next 60 to 90 days, definitely before the convention. I don't know if that's going to be the case, because they're delaying. That has been what they've been doing. And that has been the method of operations of this administration. First deny it, and then delay in providing the information, and provide some of the information that it's not complete. We have a presidential candidate in Hillary Clinton that shouldn't be a presidential candidate. She should be indicted, and the sooner the better, but it's not going to happen. She's being protected by President Obama because he wants a third term, and given the political realities, that third term is Hillary Clinton. And they're well past the point where they can suddenly replace her. So the Democratic Party, the Obama administration, the Hillary Clinton campaign, the Clintons and their daughter are all committed, together with the media, your television networks, and your newspapers, to get Hillary Clinton elected president. That is their focus, that is their aim, that is their objective, and they want that mission to be accomplished. So don't expect many detailed exposés citing chapter and verse, giving the timeline, telling of the several federal statutes, in other words, what laws have been broken, and giving the context. This is a person that should never have run for president, but given that she has entered the arena, should be thrown out of the arena in handcuffs. Now, it's not going to happen because she's a former first lady. I think that is sad for the United States because no one should be above the law, and especially those that much responsibility is given. Yet she's shown a cavalier attitude in handling highly sensitive information, compromised the national security of our country to the enemies of the United States. This is a person I don't want in the Oval Office. And should she be elected, she should be impeached and convicted. In other words, if the Obama Justice Department is incapable of doing their job, and let's assume for a minute that Hillary Clinton actually was elected, come January, they should put together a bill with articles of impeachment to impeach this lady and try to convict her. I don't think that's going to happen. Again, because of Obama's pardon. And once it's announced, it's not going to be very popular. But Obama doesn't care because the next day he's out of office. And then Obama is anticipating that if Hillary Clinton is elected, and if needed, will provide him, Obama, with a pardon, covering his handling, for example, of the Benghazi situation, where Obama, Hillary Clinton, and others in this administration, again, lie to the American people. There's a reason why Democrats, Republicans are fed up with Washington, D.C., the elites of both parties, the leadership of both parties. They have disrespected the American people. They have betrayed their oaths of office, repeatedly betrayed their oaths of office. They're engaged in criminal activity, unconstitutional activity, especially in the area of immigration. And that endangers the American people, as well as threatens the future of their children and grandchildren in terms of employment. In other words, you're seeing a rebellion, a revolt of the American people in both parties. They don't like the establishment pick of Hillary Clinton in the Democratic Party. That doesn't mean she won't get the nomination, and she has a fair chance of getting elected president. But I have no doubt that should Donald Trump prevail and get the nomination, he will go after Hillary Clinton. That is when this story is going to have to be covered by the television networks and the newspapers. Donald Trump will go on the attack, and he will go for her head. And he'll get it, because she's guilty as hell. The American people, the majority of American people know it. They don't trust her. They don't like her. They don't want her as president. And it's only because the media is supporting her that she has a slim chance of winning. And the media should be held responsible. Some are doing their jobs. Many simply don't report the story or give it little time to really be developed. In other words, they keep it out of the newscast if they can. And if it is in the newscast, it's given 15 seconds, maybe 30 seconds at most. I don't watch network news, including Fox. However, I do go to YouTube and search out relevant stories and to get the details. And before I forget, the way you listen to the show is go to pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, pronkpops.wordpress.com. And for every show, I have at least one page of notes, some of my show prep. And under my picture, you'll have links to the most recent 60 to 80 shows. This is show 647. Hopefully it'll be published or posted late tonight or sometime tomorrow by 2 or 3 o'clock. I'm one show behind, and I hope to catch up tonight. I'm looking at the time. I'm going to have to wrap it up. But I wanted to give you an update because we are fast approaching that time when the FBI director has to decide whether he's going to do the right thing, and I think he will do the right thing and make a criminal referral to the Department of Justice. Keep in mind, some people are confused on this, the FBI does not have the power to indict a person. Only a grand jury can do that. They make recommendations, a referral to the Department of Justice, summarizing their investigation, providing the evidence, and then it's up to the prosecutors in the Department of Justice that are assigned to this case to make a determination as to whether to go forward and ask that a grand jury be impaneled, if one isn't, and then make the presentation to the grand jury of the evidence they have, and then it's up to the grand jury to decide whether or not the person should be charged and indicted. That's the process. The American people are waiting. They're waiting on FBI Director Comey. They're waiting on Attorney General Lynch. They're waiting to see how Barack Obama handles this. And they are waiting for the decision of the grand jury, if it ever gets that far. So I'll update you in future shows as to what's happening. I had expected by now that they had already made the criminal referral, but I'm not surprised. They're taking their time, as they should. This is a very serious case, very serious charges involving a Secretary of State and her immediate staff that were involved in this, and it cannot and should not be swept under the rug. The American people are demanding that the rule of law be applied to all the citizens of the United States, and that includes Hillary Clinton. And we're waiting for the FBI director and the attorney general and the president and the grand jury to act. And if President Obama wants to pardon her, be my guest, sir. As far as I'm concerned, the sooner the better. Because I think once you do that, she's beyond the pale. She's more than damaged goods. For all practical purposes, a pardon is a conviction. Because you pardon someone that has committed crimes. With that, I'll wrap up the show on a more positive note with America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. With a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.